Let's talk some cricket. What a knock last night, again from Cam Bancroft, and what a tournament. He begun the tournament outside of the Scorchers' best 11. They had an import in David Lyth at the top of the order. He came back into the team, played 10 matches, scored 342 runs, an average of 57, and a strike rate of 141, and was voted by the experts as the MVP of the tournament. I put out a tweet about it last night, and there were people queuing up to say how happy they were for Cam Bancroft, and I'm pleased to say he's on the phone chatting to us on Summer Grandstand. G'day, Cam.
Hey, Ben. Thanks for having me.
It's great to speak to you. How pleased are you with what you've been able to do since getting back into the team?
Yeah, it's been, it's obviously been, you know, pleasing. Probably had, it's always not as fun, I guess, sitting on the sidelines watching. We've obviously been a really strong team for a number of years. So, I feel like opportunities, in these tournaments present themselves at some stages. And, I just wanted to be really ready to impact when that came along. So, it's just been nice to be able to do that, since I've got my opportunity, which has been great.
You were probably just unlucky in the fact that there were two imports at the top of the order and that sort of squeezed you out. But what was the feedback that Adam Voges and the coaching staff gave you while you were omitted from the team?
Oh, I think for me it's just been about probably, I guess taking some risks and, being willing to, get out in the process of doing that. That's obviously, part of the game and, probably one of my greatest strengths, I guess, is my ability to stay out there and, have a high price on my wicket. And there's probably a bit more give and take, I guess, that comes with that in 2020 cricket. And, sometimes I've got it right and sometimes I haven't. And I think just understanding that that's kind of part of the game, that's the kind of mindset I need to take out in the middle. So, that's probably what I've tried to work on with myself and I guess with the coaches, and then obviously the challenge has been to try and take it out in the game, which it's been nice that I've been able to do that a few times this tournament, which has been great.
A couple more on yourself. We'll speak about the team overall, but one thing I noticed with you is your fitness. You are excellent in the field. You're a great fielder. You can take the gloves and keep them when required as well. And you're running between the wickets. In particular, when you're batting with Ashton Turner, as a real cricket nerd, I get a lot of enjoyment just watching how good you two are running between the wickets. Is that something you pride yourself on?
Yeah, absolutely. I think all of us, we talk about winning the two count, things like that in our sort of KPIs we take in each game. I think as well, like when you bat with Ash, you always feel like you're hunting and trying to, steal some extra runs that, sometimes might be harder to get with other guys. He's just so quick between the wickets. So, you always got to be on and ready. And he certainly brings that to every partnership that he's in AT. So, look, last night, the wicket was probably felt a little bit more two-paced than, I guess, the one we played on the week before. So, trying to take advantages of those twos and stuff like that was, a great way for us to build that partnership. So, certainly feel that energy with AT, but, it's something we try to bring to all our partnerships, no matter who's batting.
I think looking at your season, in particular the BBL, a lot of people will look at it and say, oh, geez, been good in the BBL, but slightly more out of sight, out of mind is the Sheffield Shield. And boy, you've had a heck of a season there as well. 483 runs at an average of 53. And every time, which has been three times you've gone past 50, you've converted those into centuries. Where do you feel like you're at with your game in the red ball format as well?
Yeah, I feel like I've been going well. I'd like to still obviously improve and be a bit more consistent and stuff like that as well. I think the thing with some of the wickets we've played on at the Wacker is, hadn't always been friendly to top order batting. So, the way the tournament's, you know, way the season's sort of gone, the times that you do get a chance to get in, you've just got to really, you know, make the most of it because, you know, batting's been a little bit challenging at different points. So, you know, that's what I've tried to do. It'd be nice to still, you know, convert some other scores and stuff like that. But, look, that's something to just keep chipping away at. But, yeah, I guess the fact that the times I have got in and been able to get big scores, that's probably what's been most pleasing. So, yeah, still plenty to build on and work on. But, yeah, it's certainly been a nice start to the year.
I look at your age as well. I mean, you turned 30 basically 2 months ago. And I feel like that's right around the age that batters tend to find their prime. Do you feel like your best is ahead of you and that you're heading into that sweet spot where you know your game well enough, you're experienced enough, but you're still young enough?
Yeah, hopefully, absolutely. I think, you know, Sean Marsh probably been a really good example of that. It's something I've talked to him about before over the years, and, you know, he's talked about how he felt like his batting, you know, from the age he turned 30 up until, you know, the age where he's at now has been some of the most fruitful in his, you know, in his career. And the consistency that, I guess, that's sort of shown year after year. And I think that just probably just comes down to playing a lot. You know, the more you play, the more you obviously fail. But then, you know, the more you learn about how to get better. And, you know, I guess that's why, you know, those statements and stuff when guys turn 30, I guess, come about, you know, purely just because of the experience you've got. So, yeah, look, I'm still learning every day. But, yeah, hopefully I can, I guess, use the years that I've built up to now to, you know, to my advantage to be a bit more consistent to play better. So, yeah, it's something I'm really looking forward to trying to do for myself.
We've got two ageing openers in the Australian Test team. What have the selectors said to you about where you are sort of roughly in the pecking order and potentially getting back into the Australian Test team?
I would say it's pretty simple. It's just about, I guess, scoring runs. Being consistent with that, and I guess a little bit of luck at the right time. So, I can't control, I guess, what, you know, Uzi and what Dave, you know, decide to do with their careers and stuff like that. They've obviously been, you know, really great cricketers for the Australian team for a long period of time. And, you know, they probably earned the right, I guess, to control their own destiny from that perspective. So, regardless of opportunity, I just want to, you know, be consistent and you know, bat well and enjoy doing it. So, if I keep my head there and, you know, stay balanced there, I'm sure the fruits out, you know, the other parts of the game will take care of themselves.
Cam Bancroft chatting to us here on Summer Grandstand. We'll talk about the performance last night and the win over the Sydney Sixers, but first and foremost, what were you thinking when Aaron Hardy dropped that catch off Steve Smith?
I think the pessimist in me probably thought, oh, we're doing our best here to screw this up naturally. But I think at the same time, you always, come back to, well, you know, it's not about what's happened. It's about bringing yourself back to what you can control in the present moment. And, it was about taking the next chance, which, you know, came an over or so later when Payne took that brilliant caught and bowled. So, obviously, Smudge has been in some pretty special touch this tournament. So, no means to drop catches and things like that. But, I think it was just about moving on as quickly as possible and making sure we got the next one, which we did, which, you know, I'm very, very thankful for.
Yeah, it's funny. I was watching the game yesterday with guys that I played cricket with, and everyone who's played cricket knows the feeling when you drop a catch. And there is no worse feeling, not just in cricket, but just about in life. I say that facetiously, but it is a horrible feeling that just sits in your guts and you count every run that they make thereafter and it just feels so horrible. The performance overall and the win over the Sydney Sixers, what were your top line thoughts, Cam?
I think it was far from a complete performance. There were some really special, performances in our, throughout our group, bat and ball that, really, really stood out and were, really game-changing and defining. Like, Jason Behrendorff I thought he was absolutely outstanding. You know, he went for less than 20 runs, took a couple of wickets. So, you know, that was a really big impact in the game. You know, obviously David Payne bowled really nicely, you know, took 3 wickets for us. So I think how we were able to constrict them as well as we did with the ball, there was probably some times where we felt like we were going to maybe chase a bit more than 150. So, yeah, look, we just took wickets at the right time to sort of stem the momentum a little bit. And, you know, again, you know, I thought with the bat, obviously we were under a bit of pressure early. And then, you know, the way AT came out and batted was just outstanding. I mean, you know, under pressure, he sort of thrives in those sorts of situations. And, you know, it was just a joy to kind of watch down the other end. He seemed to be batting on a bit of a different wicket to everyone else. And, you know, it was just obviously really key moment for us to be able to win the game. So, yeah.
He's an excellent finisher. He's done it for a long time now. Cam, I'm thrilled to see you playing as well as you are, because those of us who have seen it up close for a long time know how hard you work at your game, and you deserve everything you get. Thanks for the chat.
No worries. Thanks for having me.